You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CSK News, MLA for Skeena, Claire Ratte, is considering her next move after a local news outlet, Skeena News, published an article with false quotes. This comes after a story about the Kitimat General Hospital that was falsely reported on by the outlet in Terrace. Claire Ratte, who has been speaking out about the current drug crisis and mental health care crisis in the province, was not amused and is looking into taking action against this news outlet. I had a short conversation with MLA Ratte about why she felt it was important to push back. Stay with us.
Back in November 2025, there was an article published by a new news outlet called Skeena News, and the article that was published was about perceived failures at the Kitimat General Hospital that resulted in the death of a 17-year-old who was waiting for a CT scan. Now, Skeena News reported on this, and they quoted you, but you made a point of having to come out and make a statement that what they reported on was false and misleading, and even to the point where it sounds like they made up some quotes. They quoted you that were things that you didn't even say. So maybe tell me a little bit about what happened with this story that the Skeena News published, and why you felt the need to speak out about this.
Yeah, absolutely. This was an incredibly tragic situation, and it's something that I've raised in the legislature, that I have brought forward to the minister, that I've been quite active on social media, trying to draw attention to the fact that there have been a number of pretty significant failures at the hospital due to a lack of diagnostic imaging equipment, amongst other things. And you know, this is not in any way to throw any personnel under the bus or say that, you know, the nurses or doctors were at fault. This is solely based on the fact that there should have been access to this diagnostic imaging equipment, and there was obviously some decisions that were taken along the way that resulted in the death of this young boy, where he was not taken for a CT scan in a timely manner. And it's incredibly frustrating because, you know, I know the family personally. This has been heartbreaking for them. It's been a horrible tragedy. And then to have it used in a way for someone's personal vendetta is quite honestly disgusting. And that's why I stepped up and said something, because the way that this news outlet, if you want to call them that, quoted me, which I have no earthly idea where they would have gotten such a quote, because I hadn't done an interview with them. They had said that I was blaming the Kitimat General Hospital Foundation and the president of the Kitimat General Hospital Foundation, because she's also the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce in Kitimat, that it was a conflict and all these things. And I've never said anything to that effect. I think that our president of the Kitimat General Hospital Foundation is amazing. She's done amazing work. She is one of the only reasons, and that group is one of the only reasons that we actually have the CT scanner. What I was calling out was the ministry's dragging their feet and not actually getting the CT scanner installed. It should have been installed a long time ago. It's just, you know, equipment that's sitting idle. And so I think that most of the people that live in the area had some idea of who was behind this, based on the fact that they were attacking this one person directly. But it was honestly quite disturbing to see, and you know, obviously to have something quoted and attributed to me that I had never said, that was disparaging a really valuable member of our community that has given so much to our community. It was quite frustrating, and I felt like it needed to be called out. And one of the things that we were actually successful with, because my thoughts on it were, obviously they're not a real news outlet. They use a lot of AI generated stuff. Most of the stories don't make any sense. But if they were gaining traction on social media, and we obviously have the new rules, not that I agree with them, but we have the new rules in Canada, and media outlets aren't allowed to use social media in that way. So I reported them, and I basically said, hey, if you want to be a media outlet, play by the same rules. You're not allowed to be on Facebook then. So Facebook did actually end up removing them from the platform, so they can't post post anymore on there. But you know, it's concerning. I mean, we live in a digital age now where AI is prevalent. This is, you know, someone that's masquerading as a news outlet. There are no journalists that are attributed to any of their stories. There's no way to contact them. There's no way to find out who is actually behind this this website. So it is concerning, and I think that it's incredibly unfair, especially up here in the Northwest, where you know, as you had said previously, we don't have enough people involved in journalism, and I think this just kind of muddies the waters for the public and makes it harder to understand who they can trust. You know, what news sources are legitimate, and so. So I'm really hopeful that, you know, this doesn't do that for the public and that they recognize that hopefully this is one bad actor. And yeah, but I felt compelled to say something about it because I really felt for both the person that was being personally attacked in this article and the family that was suffering, you know, and grieving a great loss. And to see it weaponized in that way and used for someone's personal vendetta was really quite disgusting, to be honest.
You know, on that fact, obviously, as we had mentioned before, you know, there's not a whole lot of journalistic outlets in the Northwest. It's something we here at CACK have been trying to fill the gap for many years. But when you see stuff like this, you know, it erodes the trust in media outlets. And, you know, especially when we have such a small pool here, you mentioned, you know, these guys, Skeena News is not posting on Facebook anymore, that they got, you know, shut down on their social media. Their website is still live, but, you know, what they had printed, you know, was, you know, very close to libelous, you know, defamatory kind of language. Do you, you know, see any more action being taken either by yourself or trying to get, you know, the you know, provincial government or overseeing bodies to do something about this in particular, possibly, you know, take them to court over these types of things? Is there any more action that you're going to take on this issue?
Yeah, I mean, so I have actually spoken to a few federal counterparts that are involved in these kinds of files and brought this forward to them. I don't think at this point we really have the means to be able to do much further. It's a bit of a gray area, but I do think that there needs to be some way to hold people accountable. You know, I'm a strong supporter of freedom of speech, but if you're going to attribute a quote to me that I never said, then I think that that does cross a line, and I think that that is something that should be considered illegal. So at this time, there's not further action I'm going to be taking on this issue. I'm going to monitor the situation and see if they continue with that behavior. But certainly as far as looking at strengthening our laws around this in the future, that is a conversation that I'm having, yes.
Okay. Claire Ratte, MLA for Skeena, thanks so much for your time today. We very much appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Dan. You as well.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.